is Pepper. This is Ascending Altitudes. This may be your first listen, or maybe you have been following along since the beginning of season one, or you may be somewhere along the spectrum. Whatever the case, know that you are heartily welcomed. Ascending Altitudes is a weekly podcast designed to challenge and inspire you towards higher altitudes and Holy Spirit living, to help you in your transformation to look like Jesus in this challenging world. And what's more, I want you to know that I pray for all my listeners, whatever your circumstances, wherever you are in the world, whoever you are. If these podcasts encourage you in your week, please let friends and family know by using the share button on whatever platform you're listening from. And also, that old-fashioned way we used before there was any such thing as a share button called word of mouth. You can also listen on my website, Catching the Winds, at catchingthewinds.com. This is episode number 11, Heart Health. I have several scriptures for you this week, but my foundational scripture is Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So what do I mean when I say heart health? I'm referring to the continuous state of your spirit where the Godhead dwells. You see, when you were born again and you asked Jesus to come and live in your heart, we all understand what that means, but it is a little bit of a misnomer since God's Holy Spirit, big S, actually comes and dwells in our spirit, little s. So when I speak of heart health, I'm referring to that spiritual house which was dead until Jesus came to live there. Now, does this leave out the soul and the body? Absolutely not. Our soul, which is the seat of our mind, our will, and our emotions, is often a reflection of the state of our spirit, as well as how we honor or dishonor God with our will or with our bodies, or if we sin against our own bodies. Because these other realms should follow and listen for the will of the Holy Spirit dwelling in our spirit. Recently, I had the pleasure of singing an old song with an old friend. The song is called My Heart is Like a House. I want to share some of the lyrics with you. My heart is like a house. One day I let the Savior in. There were many rooms where we would visit now and then. Then one day he saw that door. I knew that day would come too soon. I said, Jesus, I'm not ready for us to visit in that room. For there's a place in my heart where even I don't go. I have some things hidden there I don't want anyone to know. But he handed me the key. With tears of love on his face, he said, I want to make you clean. Let me go in your secret place. Perhaps this is someone who is listening right now, but the Lord is saying now is the time. And no matter who we are, we should all be keeping our hearts before the Lord in an attitude of prayer and repentance. Ever listening for Him to give us a course correction when we need it, and not leaning to our own understanding, but acknowledging God in all our ways, in all our thoughts. Because we may think that we know our own heart, but truly only God knows the state of our hearts. How many times have we done something and said, or even thought something and asked ourselves, where in the world did that come from? Or said, I can't believe I did that or I acted that way. Now, there are things that come from the enemy, but a lot of this is God revealing our own hearts to us because we didn't know that was there. Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing." So what are some of the things we can do to have good heart health? Ask God to help us keep our hearts sensitive before Him, not just in regard to sin issues. You may or you may not be struggling with a sin issue. You could just be struggling with a brokenness which creates a weakness and a vulnerability inside of you which needs healing so that your brokenness doesn't lead you inadvertently into sin. Be sensitive to those little promptings and warnings in your spirit that tell you where weaknesses lie and when you are in danger of sinning or making a bad decision. Get quiet before the Lord and ask Him about your day and your progress. Even if you feel like you had a good day, ask Him to reveal to you if you sinned in thought or in deed, or if there is something you could have done better. Sometimes it will surprise you what the Lord reveals. And don't wait until the end of the day to repent if the Lord reveals something to you. Repent on the spot. You may need to do more business with God later at a more convenient time, but be quick to repent if it's necessary. This immediate obedience keeps us sensitive to the Lord's promptings. To ignore things for days, weeks, months, or I dare say even years is very damaging to our souls and spirits. It's very hindering to our walk with God. And it can slow down or stop our spiritual progress. If you sense a brokenness, ask God for healing of your heart. Ask God to shine His light on the hidden areas of your heart so that you can work in cooperation with His Holy Spirit for healing. Ask God for wisdom as to how you should respond to what has been revealed. And whatever is revealed, don't deny it or rename it. Call it what God calls it. Speak truth from the heart. Psalm 15:1 says, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart." I want to pray with you now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we all bring our hearts to you. And we ask you, God, to shine the light and examine us and see if there be any wicked ways in us. See if there be any ways in which we can change or improve or come up higher in you, God. We all have things, God, in which we need to improve. We all have things that are hidden inside of us that we do not know, God. Let there be no shame and condemnation in coming to you and asking you to reveal our hearts to us, God. Teach us your ways, O God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. You are the potter. We are the clay. So we yield our hearts to you right now. And we ask that you would form us and shape us daily towards that transformation of looking like Jesus, your Son. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In addition to seven different platforms, you can also listen to Ascending Altitudes on my blog, Catching the Winds, where my podcasts have been archived for you there at catchingthewinds.com. You know, you don't have to be a professional or have a formal business to have a website. A website can be an extension of your voice and the things you're passionate about. and Remain Relative can help you in your expression. So check them out at remainrelative.com. We cannot purify our own hearts. That only comes through repentance and the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. But it does involve some conscious effort and diligence on our part. So I want to leave you with this scripture from Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. As you go about your week, be conscious of the fact that the issues of your life are going to flow through your heart. So keep your heart before the Lord in prayer to reflect the higher altitude Holy Spirit living God has called you to. Thank you for listening. God bless you.